91X News.
It's plus 5 and cloudy at 1 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. The province's highest court is deciding whether the public can hear the details of sex killer Russell Williams' divorce proceedings. Lawyers for Williams' estranged wife and a coalition of news agencies made their arguments yesterday to the Ontario Court of Appeal. A lower court judge has banned the publication of a wide range of details relating to the former colonel's wife. Williams is 1 year into serving his life sentence for 2 murders, 2 sexual assaults, and dozens of fetish break-ins. Premier Dalton McGuinty says students, schools, and parents have a role to play to end bullying. The Liberal government is introducing anti-bullying legislation today. McGuinty talked about the issue this morning when he visited a Toronto area high school and released a video with an anti-bullying message. The premier says there needs to be a culture where people realize that bullying is wrong. Belleville police were called to a domestic disturbance on Brown Street yesterday around 5:30 in the afternoon. A male suspect was drunk and breaking furniture. When police arrived, the man grabbed a meat cleaver and threatened to kill the officers. Police disarmed the man, and he was taken into custody. A 49-year-old Belleville man is charged with 3 counts of uttering death threats, 2 counts of assault with a weapon, and 1 count of weapons dangerous. He's scheduled for a bail hearing some point today. The suspect and 1 officer were treated for minor injuries. Stress levels for students around this time of year can increase as they cram for exams and work late to get their assignments done. Loyalist school nurse Lauren Deans says she notices a definite increase in the number of stressed students she sees in the health center this time of year.
Stress depletes your body of some of its healing powers. It affects your immune system also. So certainly what you'll find too is people stressing out getting their exams done, and once they're done, then, oh, now I can get sick, that sort of thing.
Deans also suggests that students speak to a guidance counselor if they feel stressed. A hair salon in Belleville is doing its part to fight violence against women. Sean Macy has the details.
Outside the Shark Tank pub at Loyalist College, haircuts are being exchanged for donations towards the Three Oaks Women's Shelter in Belleville. The Cuts and Feathers for Shelter campaign is making its first appearance at Loyalist. Co-owner of the jazz hair studio, Mark Bourgeois, has been impressed with the response so far.
We just started, but it's amazing. It's great. Like, already there's people dropping money into our little bucket, and we've got, you can see there's 3 cuts going on right now.
Mark came up with the idea as a way to contribute to the White Ribbon campaign. It was started by a group of men to end violence against women 20 years ago. The haircuts started this morning, and they run until 3 o'clock. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
And keeping with Loyalist College, the WalkSafe program is looking for Loyalist students to volunteer their time. The program assists intoxicated students by escorting them to and from the Shark Tank pub, or from the Shark Tank pub, rather, to residents on pub nights. Interested students can bring a criminal record check and photo ID to the student government office located in the Shark Tank pub. That's 91X News to 102. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
All right, we'll start off with some local hockey. The red-hot Belleville Bulls are in action tonight. Malcolm Subban is the Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week, and Brendan Gauntz is the OHL Player of the Week. The Bulls are starting off a home-and-home series with the Kingston Frontenacs this evening. Puck drops for that game at 7. And shifting to the NHL now, the injury-plagued Buffalo Sabres have been given a little boost. Goalie Ryan Miller returned to practice for the first time since his concussion and neck injury on November 12th. He has missed 8 games, and the Sabres are 3-4-1 without him. Tonight, the Leafs host the Bruins. Boston has beaten Toronto by a combined 13-2 margin in their first 2 meetings of the season. Elsewhere, the Oilers host the surprising Minnesota Wild. Montreal is in Anaheim. Tampa Bay is at Detroit. And finally, New Jersey visits Colorado. And in National Football League, Mel Tucker has been named interim head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, following the firing of Jack Del Rio yesterday. And Detroit defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh is appealing a 2-game suspension he got for stomping on the arm of a Green Bay lineman on Sunday. And star quarterback Michael Vick of the Eagles will miss his 3rd straight game because of broken ribs when his Eagles visit Seattle tomorrow night. In basketball, the wheels are starting to roll in the NBA. players are now allowed to use team training facilities for workouts and physicals. Also, clubs can speak with agents, but no contracts can be signed before December the 9th. And that was your sports. Email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. Harrison Perkins has weather.
Thanks, Kurt. Today, periods of rain ending this afternoon, then clearing rain at times mixed with wet snow early this afternoon. Temperature falling to +1 later on. Tonight, clear, low -4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, high +3. Taking a look at Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, high +2. Right now, it's +5. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.